Hey, Peter Welch, what did you hear at the Democratic convention?
You know, what was interesting to me is that people were in an upbeat, positive mood. And even with the diversity of views expressed, people were just focused on talking about jobs, talking about the economy, and talking about winning. So I thought it was terrific. I mean, the speeches uniformly were just excellent. I thought, you know, Michelle gave this speech that said she loved her husband. Now, that's not a surprise, but she just did it in such a warm and appealing way that it helped humanize President Obama. And then, of course, President Clinton made the case. He just picked apart the weakness in the Romney criticism of the economy and exposed the fact that Romney has no plan other than basically to do more of the same that got us into the fix we're in. And then the president, I thought, was quite good in laying out why we've got to hang in there and why there is more work to be done. So the Democrats at the convention were very, very upbeat about the just about the mood, about the presentation, and it feels to, I think, a lot of us that we're back on offense in the final 57 or so days of this campaign.
Well, it does seem to be back on offense, but do you worry about a September surprise?
You know, I don't see big surprises coming. I'm worried that time is short and we've just got to work hard. So nobody's taking anything for granted. But, you know, this race has been so almost static. And what you saw was out of the convention in Tampa, the Republicans really didn't get a bump. But it appears that President Obama did get a decent bump, about 5 points or so, coming out of Charlotte. So I think it's the issue here, you know, is the American people have to make a decision. We have a tough economy, and it's really hard on the middle class. And the whole notion of the Romney campaign is that you can blame Obama for not fixing up the mess that George Bush and Republican policies created. And they want to, it's what Clinton said, they want to fire President Obama because he hasn't fixed up their mess, and their proposal is to do more of the same things that got us in trouble in the first place. And people are figuring that out. You know, they're getting past the frustration they have. And there was a recent poll that said that most people are seeing their vote as a choice between two candidates as opposed to a referendum on the economy or on President Obama. And I think that clearly favors Obama.
And also, Peter, don't they like Obama more? I mean, all of the polling shows that, you know, people vote, I think, people vote on character. They vote on their perceived character. And if you like a guy more, you're going to vote for him.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think like is really kind of another word for saying they trust him.
Yep.
They think he cares about them. They have some confidence that he'll try to do things that are going to help the middle class. So I think that's all very beneficial to President Obama, and it's all in part because there's a contrast with Romney, and, you know, it's pretty clear that the Romney plan, the Ryan budget, that's really about taking care of people who are doing extremely well. It increases taxes on middle-class people. It cuts some of the things that we need to help people climb into the middle class, like, you know, the average person who gets food stamps is on it for 9 months, but it helps them move up into the middle class and hang on. So there's really, I think, a clear choice. And people are getting the sober sense that, yes, this economy is tough, but they're looking around, and we're an awful lot better off than, say, Europe. And they're looking around and seeing that, you know what, President Obama is doing his level best to have policies that help the middle class. Also, I think, the Republican Congress here has had as its doctrine to do nothing and to obstruct anything getting done. You know, for instance, we should be doing more on jobs. There's a couple of things we could do. We could pass a big infrastructure bill. That would put millions of people to work, and it would start rebuilding this infrastructure that's fallen apart in this country. A second thing we could do is provide for refinancing of mortgages, starting with folks who are current on their mortgage payments but are unable to refinance because the appraised value of their home has declined. But those are good credit risk. And if you let a family that's right now stuck in a mortgage that's 6 or 7% and they can go down to 3.5%, that's going to be hundreds and hundreds of dollars in their pocket every month. It's like a big tax cut for them. We should be doing that. We've got a bill in the Senate to move that, and the Republicans are blocking it. So people are getting, I think, some clarity about responsibility and accountability. Who's blocking practical steps that we can take to help the middle class?
So if you're Barack Obama, why not say, hey, look, you know who these people are. They've been blocking our way. You've got to give me a Democratic Congress in order to let me do things. Why doesn't anybody ever say that?
Congress is in disrepute, and a lot of people throw their arms up and don't make a distinction between the Republicans and the Democrats. They are making that distinction between what Romney offers and what President Obama offers, and I think a lot of our own constituents, the people we represent, I represent in Vermont, or say Bill Owens represents in New York, they have a view of their member of Congress. But members of Congress right now are less popular than telemarketers. So I don't blame President Obama for focusing on his race, and then each of us has to focus on our race and make our case on the basis of what we've done and what we hope to accomplish.
I guess this country doesn't vote as England does, for example, or Australia, based on a political party. They vote on the person.
Well, the real difference is the parliamentary system that prevails, of course, in Europe and most Western democracies, where it is the party that gets the most seats that then names the prime minister.
Sure.
Whereas here we set up a system that was intended to make accomplishing things quite difficult. That's one thing. But, you know, the abuse of the filibuster, the just say no approach to government, that's really failing the American people right now. My biggest criticism of Congress as an institution is its failure to make decisions and the increasing, in my view, alarming unwillingness of too many members of Congress to see compromise as anything other than a four-letter word. We're going to move forward in America. We've got to try to work together. It's the only way to be successful.
And how do you accomplish that, Peter?
Well, one member at a time. What I try to do, in fact, is reach out to my Republican colleagues and try to find some common ground. I'll give you an example. You know, we're having a big debate about energy policy, and there's on one side it's drill, baby, drill, and folks who deny the existence of climate change. We could argue about that forever. What I've done is gone to Republicans and approached them and gotten a lot of support from them to do energy conservation. And if we had a very aggressive conservation program, then we would cut down our carbon emissions by one third, and we'd create a lot of jobs for people out of work, home builders, who would be retrofitting our homes and our commercial buildings. So it's something that doesn't require you to win the argument about the science of climate change. I'm a strong believer in the science, but a lot of my Republican colleagues aren't. But instead of bogged down in that debate, let's find common ground and use less energy, whatever energy source you think makes sense, let's use less of it. So that's the approach I take. It's had some success. It really helped us in Vermont on Irene. You know, we created a bipartisan Irene coalition. It had 30 Democrats, 25 Republicans, including Chris Gibson and Nan Hayworth in the New York side, Bill Owens and I, Paul Tonko, and we all worked very well together.
Well, it's always great talking to you, Peter Welch, Democrat of Vermont at large, the only congressman in Vermont, and you are very kind to show up, and we'll be back soon, very soon, with some more.
Thank you.